Welcome. I welcome you with all my heart. Remember, you're not coming here to listen to words. Words are pretty useless sometimes. Most of you have heard words all of your life. And here you are. Nowhere. We've been listening to words ever since we were born. And we exchange words continuously. Yet these words have an effect on us. But we've been programmed to believe something is good, something is bad, something is right, something is wrong, by the very words that it says to us. We have to have a foundation. We have to have something to hold on to. So when words are thrown at us, we can't just become puppets or doormats, get angry, upset. We have to realize that the words that are told to us can only hurt us if we allow them to hurt us. Can make us happy if we allow them to make us happy. Yet who are we really? What are we really? Many of us have heard that we're absolute reality, we're pure awareness. These are words also. But if they were meaningful to you, you'd be self-realized. But in the meantime, what do? We're in a dilemma. We're in a dilemma because we don't know if we're self-realized or not. And we're looking for something to awaken us. But of course, self-realization has only words also. Awakening of words. Pure awareness of words. It's better to keep quiet and keep silent. You know, people ask me continuously, what's the fastest way to become self-realized? How do I become peaceful? And you know, I give a different answer to everybody. For most of us, there are certain principles we have to practice. Certain truths we have to believe in. Certain values we have to practice. And there are three such values that we'll discuss this evening, this afternoon. There are three principles we'll discuss this afternoon. The first one is be happy. The second one is be non-judgmental. The third one is to love yourself. When I say be happy, what do I mean? I'm referring to the fact that when you're happy, you unleash universal vibration, so to speak. which causes good things to come into your life. In other words, you want to make yourself happy continuously. Always try to make yourself happy, all of the time. For the nature of the universe is happiness. Happiness is the substratum of all existence. So to make yourself happy, you can contact the substratum of the universe. And become one with the happiness of the universe. Always try to make yourself happy under all circumstances. Ask yourself, am I really happy? What are these things in my life that make me happy? Are these material objects that make me happy? Are these certain people in my life that make me happy? Happiness should come by itself. And a person who minds their own business is always happy. Ask yourself, what does it take to make me happy? When I speak of pure awareness, absolute reality, Brahman, I am that I am, those are only other words for happiness. Consciousness, they're all other words for happiness, they're all synonymous for happiness. They're all the same. I'm going to try to differentiate them. In other words, I think of self-realization is different from consciousness, different from absolute reality, different from happiness. They're all the same. They're all happiness. And you are that. So if you have trouble with this, make yourself happy. Try to make yourself happy every day. Think of happy times. Again, I can assure you, if you make yourself happy, the universe will become your friend. For the nature of the universe is happiness. When you become happy, identify yourself with universal happiness. So be happy at all times. For no reason. Just be happy. And then we come to being non-judgmental. When you are non-judgmental, you are at peace with the universe. With God, with life. When you judge things, you always have to judge things from a human standpoint. And then you pay rights for a while. It brings all consequences. Whenever you judge something else, you're judging yourself. There's only one. Look in your mirror, and the reflection is what you see in the mirror. You see yourself. The same way when you judge something, you're judging yourself. When you see something you don't like, you're seeing yourself. All you remember is wherever you look, you're always seeing yourself. And you're not allowed to be non-judgmental if you're the happiest person alive. For being judgmental makes you miserable. And the first step is to love yourself. It's a hard one for most people. To love themselves. Unless you love yourself, God can never love you. You have to learn to love yourself first. Then when you call God, loves you also. I know some of you are saying there's no God, there's no judgment, there's nothing. This is true in the ultimate sense. But in the interim, we have to not act in this world, push ourselves up higher. It begins with loving yourself. We are the soul of the universe. If you love yourself, you love everybody else. If you truly learn to love yourself, then you can love everybody in this world. Good people, bad people, all kinds of people. All kinds of conditions. When you're not the soul of the universe, you're only the soul that you love. Everything is created by yourself. Therefore, by loving yourself, you love everybody. Part of these things. Nothing can disturb you except your own thinking, your own mind. You don't want to speak to you, so you have thoughts coming in. You have thoughts about this, thoughts about that. And listen to your thoughts. This is where the problem is, you're listening to your thoughts. Immediately, as soon as the thoughts come in, change your mind. When we listen to these thoughts, we become judgmental. We're thinking, this is wrong, this is right, this is good, this is bad. It's being judgmental. You just better stop your thinking immediately as it starts. How do you do this? The very message we teach you. By practicing self-inquiry. By observing your mind thinking. By seeing the sounds. By listening to your heart. All these methods should be practiced. Your thoughts should never control you. Live simply. Don't make your life difficult. Have mercy on yourself. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. See good in everyone. Especially in yourself. hate no one. Be angry with no one. Being angry at hating somebody means that you're not getting what you want. And you're not happy with what you got. I mean, somebody does something you don't like. But the deeper you go within yourself, the less these things will affect you. You're only affected by things because you don't know who you are. You think you're human? Your body, your mind? And you have to struggle through life. This is true. You're more than you can ever imagine. You're greater than you can ever imagine. So you'll find this greatness you have desired within yourself. To find the greatness that you are, you have to go deep, deep within yourself. By being happy, by not judging, by loving yourself, this makes you go deeper in yourself. Feel free to ask questions. Nobody has any questions, right? We'll talk.
Nobody understands.
Good. If you practice self-realization every day, practices like self-inquiry, meditation of some kind, then you'll be strong inside. And you'll know exactly what to do in the situation. As the situation arises, you'll know what to do. You'll do the right thing. But if you don't practice any form of meditation, then you'll be just like anybody else in this world. You'll get angry, want to hurt somebody, and then take the wrong action. So you don't have to worry when things come up. If you practice meditation of some kind, something will help you do what you have to do. You'll be told what to do from within. You'll know what to do in other words. You'll do what you're supposed to do and it'll be right. But again, if you're not practicing any kind of meditation, what you're doing will be right or wrong. It'll cause more problems. So don't think what's going to happen in the future. Just think what you're doing now. I just said, what am I doing now to prepare myself for everything? Am I strong inside? Through meditation? If you're strong inside, you don't have to worry about anything. But then you ask that question because you feel doubtful, you feel there's something wrong, you won't be able to make the right decision. Forget about that. Know the truth will make you free. Ask yourself, who feels this? Who does this come? Who feels they don't know what to do? Who feels they're being stepped on? And feel positive in yourself. Feel happy. Feel peaceful. Then you make the right decision. The right things will happen. So it depends on the person. There's no one asking this question. Depending on what the person is doing, what kind of person we're dealing with. Who are you? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing with yourself? You practice every day. Again, if you're not even practicing every day, some form of meditation, some form of self-inquiry, then you're safe and secure. You always make the right decision. But if you're not, you'll be like everybody else, become angry, upset, and make the wrong decision. Suppose where you're coming from. You know, by being quiet, you become stronger inside. So being quiet is a high teaching. You will know when the time comes, you need to know. What you do is practice every day to be quiet. And the quieter you become, the stronger you become. And then that comes when you feel all together free. Being quiet is the last thing you're doing. Continue being quiet. And see what happens. And also pray yourself in inquiry. Ask yourself when these things come. Who feels this? I do, who am I? So being quiet and practicing self inquiry. You'll be in good hands. And the last thing will happen to you. You can say yourself when or what, just be quiet, sit in the silence, pray yourself in quiet, anything else from the way you're supposed to.